And welcome to the very first episode of the Rock and Roll Radio. It's so very exciting to be here with you guys because I really enjoy music and talking about it, because there's just no way that you can go wrong with what you do with music and how you describe it, how you play it, and how you listen to it. Because I just love music. Ever since I heard it, I just have fallen in love with it. Different style, different feelings that you could get from the different songs that people might play. But it's just such an amazing thing that I think that I should really talk about a lot with you guys, and that I should share a little bit of my knowledge and experience with it. But I'm not a complete, like, all-knowing of everything, but that's why I'm here, to talk with you guys about this stuff, because I'm here to kind of learn from you guys, and I'm also here to kind of learn with you guys as well, so that we can kind of become better as a whole, not just me or you guys specifically. So just thank you guys for listening to this episode today. So let's dive into it. So first of all, my dad had really introduced music into me ever since I was, like, really young, like around like 5, because he's just really listened to music a lot around me. And I've kind of just picked up on the music that he's listened to. I have started to enjoy this music as well. My dad played guitar. He still does. And I thought that I really liked the guitar as well, so I decided to take it on. And which brought me about 3 years ago, where I took it upon myself to go take lessons to learn music and to learn the style of guitar. And I started doing lessons at, like, a school of rock. I then kind of progressed into the Rock 101 group, which is sort of like where you can go and play with other people, like, together in a band, but also kind of learn how to play as a band and kind of cooperate with each other so that you can be the best people that you can be together, which is really helpful if you want to become better as a whole. And maybe if you are in a band, maybe if you aren't, just know that using that sort of tactic is really helpful. So I started doing Rock 101. But also, after that, I kind of felt like I should move up to another level called Performance Group, which is kind of a lot like Rock 101, where you can kind of play songs together as a band, but also kind of narrows it down and kind of brings out a lot of detail in it, so that, like, you can become better. Because, I mean, it's really for kids that have become, like, a lot better at their instrument and not, like, just learning it. I joined the performance group, and then I've done 3 shows so far. One is called the Creedence Clearwater Revival Show, and then another one was the My Morning Jacket Show, and then the one that I'm in currently right now is the Doors Show, which everything has kind of been complicated with COVID, because during the CCR show, we had to go back home and we essentially had meetings and get-togethers online, and we would just play our parts for the people that were listening and watching, which was really hard because we also had to take lessons and do all that online. But thankfully now, we're allowed to do a little bit more things with vaccinations being out and other things that have really helped. With COVID and everything, it really changed the way we kind of did things at School of Rock. Of course, we still have to wear masks and everything, But it also kind of let me explore a little bit with the music world, because when I was doing the CCR show, I kind of felt really like I wasn't getting a whole ton out of it, because all the songs were like really simple, and I was just like, I'm kind of bored with this, because with quarantine and everything, I would have to be hunkered down in my house just playing the same songs over and over again, when that's really not what you should be doing. Because if you're stuck in a situation like that, or even just stuck in the situation with you having to practice and play the same songs over and over again, just know that there is an outlet to go learn other songs, that you don't have to just keep learning the same song over and over again, because that's not really what music is about. It's more about discovery and expressing yourself, not just monotonous work, just playing the same notes over and over again, even though you've memorized them to where you don't have to listen to the music to play them. But that really was how it got to the point to that for me, and it just didn't feel right until the My Morning Jacket show came, which they're a lot more of like alternative rock, which kind of brought out new style in what I played, because I was used to playing like little easy riffs and little chord progressions. But with the My Morning Jacket show, it kind of made me bring out new things out of my toolbox of guitar playing, I guess. That's what my guitar teacher refers to it as. But yeah, so it was such a great show, because I got to experiment with a lot of things that I played. And it was just a whole new style, like I said, with getting into that sort of music. And then now that leads us to the Doors show that I'm currently in, which there's actually one person in my band that had been in the same shows with me for all of my three seasons so far, which is kind of funny. But I think I've really learned a lot with the Doors show, because it's kind of, because I really want to get into like blues rock, and little licks like what the Doors use, which is really what describes me as a person in music. But it's really helped me, because I've learned a whole ton. I've learned facts and things that actually Hello, I Love You by the Doors was actually taken from the Kinks. It was the same sound, but it was just like changed in a different key. If you guys want to go and listen to that, it's Hello, I Love You by the Doors. And then, there's another song by the Kinks that I forget what it's called, but, I think it's You Really Got Me. But, I've learned that, but I also learned actually last week, that the keyboardist for the Doors actually used a, pedal that he plugged into the keyboard so that he could make the bass lines, because like, at the time, they didn't have a bass player, so the keyboardist played a lot of their bass lines, which is really interesting, because, I mean, who would think of a keyboard playing as a bassist? You know what I mean? But, yeah, I've learned a whole ton about this, and I've just kind of understood music a lot more, because, as I said, I've really progressed as a musician ever since I first started, but, It's also kind of helped me deal with things as well, because it's kind of hard to explain, but it's just a really good outlet for me, I feel like, because I can kind of express what I feel at the time, and by writing it down and just thinking about music rather than thinking about the actual situation itself, rather than letting it all go and writing it down on a piece of paper for a song or something. And with me playing all these different shows, being really diverse and different sounding, it's really helped with the way I play, like I've mentioned. I've learned new scales, I've learned new chords. Yeah, without Light My Fire, I wouldn't have known the solo or scales or anything on that song. which really helped me progress with playing, because everything was sort of derived out of the scale that I first learned when I first started playing, which pretty much everyone kind of knows if you play guitar. But yeah, so that's mainly like my story so far. I essentially am making this podcast to kind of share my story with music, like weekly. I'll probably post about every week, or maybe every other week. And these podcasts will probably be around like 10 to 12 minutes long. But yeah, if you guys have any questions, just let me know. If you're on Apple Podcasts, you can write a review and say things. I don't know. I'll probably make an episode dedicated to I answer you guys' questions. So please ask questions if you have any. But thank you guys so much for listening. And let's get to the outro music. Hope you guys enjoy. Thank you guys. Thank you for listening to this episode today.